Okay, Jen, you're on.
Okay, welcome to the Early Light Academy electronic board meeting. It is Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. Steph Schmidt is at the school, and Steph, perfect. Okay, so, and the rest of us are remote. Let's go ahead and do roll call.
Jen Lund.
I are here. Brett Crockett.
Here.
Ann Kong.
Here.
Penny Ramirez.
Here.
Ashley Leishman.
Here.
Here.
Stephanie Schmidt.
I think Jen was saying, trying to say this like, I am here.
Exactly.
Stephanie Schmidt.
Here.
Heidi Bowerly.
Here.
Caleb Crump.
Here.
Oh, I was going to say, there you are. Gabe Clark. And I'm Don Kawaguchi.
Perfect. Steph, do we have any public comment?
No, nobody's here.
Okay, Steph doesn't have
Second.
so I motion that we approve the June 17, 2026 annual board meeting minutes.
Jen Lun.
Aye.
Brett Crockett.
Aye.
Ann Kong.
Aye.
Penny Ramirez.
Aye.
Ashley Leishman.
Aye.
Perfect. Okay, so we have different voting items. Does anyone have any questions on them? We have the food
Oops, let me go
service.
back.
Did you guys were you able to read through them? And do you have any questions? Or Steph, do you have anything to share about them?
No, I the I was just gonna say the reason that we needed to have another electronic meeting, thank you guys for gathering, is just there were a few things that had dates that, like the food service management proposal, we needed to do this after our June meeting, because of the dates on the RFP. So, and then we were waiting for some estimates from some of these projects. Food service management, we are staying with the one that we've been with. Just we looking through it and scoring it, and that's how that shook out. Going with Lunch Pro block and joint seal project, that's just exterior sealing that we need to do. Same thing with window replacement, just a maintenance thing. That's not an uncommon thing, but we've had some leaking. And then insurance coverage, also the timing was around, we weren't able to do this in the June meeting as well. The time frame didn't line up, and so but we'll be saving a good chunk of money by switching. Comgap rate card, I don't have rates yet, so we're gonna table that one. But anyway, everything's pretty straightforward. Do you have any questions for me on any of those?
With the insurance coverage, it's similar to what we've had in the past for all the areas. Just better because we're now working with other charter schools, right?
A group. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
I have a question on the school lunch. I was wondering why we weren't able to see the actual contracts, because sometimes, or the bids, because sometimes you guys put them in, but then sometimes you don't.
I don't know. Gabe, could you speak to that? Is Gabe on? Oh yeah, Gabe's there.
I'm here. I mean, you could share them. I mean, yeah, that's
Okay.
the way.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
They're pretty big. It probably, because they're like 100 pages each or something,
Yeah,
so
one of them's like
they're
200
pretty.
pages.
Okay.
Yeah, but we I can share them with you for sure. Yep.
I was just wondering, but thank you.
And that does mean that we would keep dipping sticks, correct? If we stay with Lunch Bros.
Yeah, we're keeping dipping sticks.
Okay, that's my main concern. So
Yeah.
that's when Brett goes to school for lunch.
that's right. That's
Exactly.
my school lunch day.
Yeah. Yeah, they were both great proposals. But there's the committee and we talked through it. You rate like non-cost reasons to like you award them certain points, and then cost, you award them different points, and then whoever has the most points is the one who is awarded the agreement. So.
Yeah, that was interesting to read through those, how you guys do that. Okay, any other questions or are we ready to vote? I'll take that as we're ready to vote. Okay. I motion that we award the contract on the request for proposal for food service management company to Lunch Pro LLC and authorize Director Schmidt to enter into an agreement with Lunch Pro on behalf of the school, conditioned on approval of the state school nutrition department following their procurement review. That we approve the block sill project in an amount not to exceed $49,000. That we approve the window replacement project in an amount not to exceed $30,000. That we approve the participation in the group insurance program through Arthur J. Gallagher and Company, and that we table the ComGAP rate card.
I'll second it.
Jen Lund.
Aye.
Brett Crockett.
Yes.
Ann Kong.
Aye.
Penny Ramirez.
Aye.
Asher Leishman.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Other than that, we just have calendaring. So our first in-person board meeting will be September 16th. And so everyone should have that on their calendar. And then Steph, September 2nd works at 10:30.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so other than that, I motion that we adjourn our electronic board meeting at 8:43 a.m.
Second.
Jen Lund.
Aye.
Brett Crockett.
Aye.
Ann Kong.
Aye.
Penny Ramirez.
Aye.
Ashley Leishman.
Aye.
Cool. Happy
Thanks.
July, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Great. Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone.